A casual political observer probably raised an eyebrow when John Kerry chose Medford for a rally Thursday to help wind up his post-election coast-to-coast barnstorming trip. Jackson County? Outside of Ashland, this is industrial-strength Republican country. Al Gore lost here by 58-42% in 2000, and Bill Clinton lost to Bush the Senior and Robert Dole in both 1992 and 1996. Michael Dukakis and Fritz Mondale? Please. So what the heck is Kerry doing here? Simple. He's here for the same reason that Dick Cheney and George Bush have made multiple visits to this safe Republican stronghold in the last 4 years. They know there's no way they're going to lose Jackson County, so does Kerry, but they are desperate to win Jackson County's independent and undecided voters, and they're throwing everything they have into the effort. Kerry's visit shows that he is too. The number of undecided voters here is small, perhaps 5,000, but statewide, the battle for Oregon's 7 electoral votes is so close that neither campaign can ignore this potentially decisive group. Privately, President Bush's advisors are beginning to see undecided voters as worrisome. When voters know an incumbent well and remain undecided, it's a sign that they have qualms about him. According to Charlie Cook, one of the nation's top political prognosticators, undecideds usually break 2-1 against an incumbent. Yet with a campaign now virtually tied, the Bush-Cheney campaign has no choice but to go after the undecideds no matter how long the odds may be. And so does John Kerry. A lot of things can change before November 2nd. We'll have the outcome of a vice presidential debate and 3 presidential debates. And, perish the thought, we could have another act of terror. But going into the Republican convention, Bush has more worries than Kerry. Scholars are fascinated by this year's undecided voters and the extent to which Kerry is taking the battle to Bush strongholds like North Carolina, a state that has come into play with the choice of John Edwards as his running mate. Jackson County is, on a smaller level, one of the Republican citadels under siege. In 2000, Gore carried Oregon by less than 7,000 votes. The margin may be that tight or tighter again this year in this must-win state. Under these circumstances, neither Mr. Bush nor Mr. Kerry will concede a single undecided vote. The appearances in Medford of Vice President Cheney and Senator Kerry within the last few days make that abundantly clear. And it's only August. This is Les O'Quine.